I'm here with Tim Payton. Tim, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Tomorrow at Terrapin Station, you'll be celebrating Record Store Day. Tell me a little bit about the event.
That is correct. Let's see. Record Store Day, I believe, started in 2007, and we have celebrated it every year, kind of adding more and more to it every year. It's just a celebration of the independent record stores that are still alive and kicking. They're not too common anymore. So
it is a great thing to have a record store in your local community. Mm-hmm. A big part of Record Store Day is special releases. Some are regionally distributed. Some are limited pressings. What are some of the releases that you're excited about that will be available this Record Store Day?
Let's see. We're going to have quite a few things. Some of the ones I'm most excited about. I have Johnny Cash, his first LP for Sun Records. Jimmy Page and the Black Crows. Going to have a release from Doc Watson. This is one I'm pretty excited about. A Townes Van Zandt box set, some leftovers from last year, and that is actually a pretty rare thing to come by. So Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, that'll be there. The Cure 7-inch, we'll have one of those.
And those are all vinyl releases?
Vinyl releases, yes. I don't think they sent us any CDs this year. None of the things we put in for CDs came. So
now, since Record Store Day is, as you mentioned, about celebrating locally owned independent record stores, tell me a little bit about the history of Terrapin Station. It's been in Murray for quite a while, right?
Yeah, that's correct. The owners, Bobby and Valerie, they started up the business actually in their home in 1985 on Olive Street here in town. And I think in, 1992 or 3, they moved over to the location that we are now on the south side of town. We've been there 29 years now, so.
It takes a lot of community support to maintain a record store. You all do CDs and vinyl, obviously, and books and music are just part of what you all, the service you provide.
Correct. Yeah, we've had to expand. You know, if we just sold music, like the store did originally when it opened, I don't know if we'd still be there. So we've had to, you know, expand to books and movies and clothes and it's just great that people keep coming back to support us. I think that especially in the last couple of years with this Record Store Day event, it's nice just to see how much support and how special the place is to people in our community.
And you mentioned earlier that there aren't a lot of independently owned record stores, at least not as many as there used to be. What do you think a local record store adds to the community?
For music lovers, it's just you can't replicate that experience of walking into, a store and talking to people. Music, listening to music is it's a social, I think it's a social thing. You know, music brings people together. You know, it's convenient to, sit at home and download songs, but the like I said, you can't replicate that experience of walking in and talking to other customers, say if we have a record playing and you can ask what it is and find out what it is. That's just you can't replicate that experience, and that's pretty important.
A big part of what you all do at this point in time, in recent years, there's been a resurgence in vinyl records and record collecting.
Right.
Who is it who buys vinyl, and why do you think there's been such a revived interest in vinyl as a format?
We honestly sell to, it kind of started with the college students, a lot of them grew up seeing their parents' records maybe, or they just heard about the quality of vinyl, that it sounds better, it has a warmer sound, and they wanted to check it out. And it's an addictive hobby, collecting these.
Do you think that the main reason people are getting interested in it is the sound quality, or do you think it's something else too, more physical about the size or the art or anything like that?
I think it's actually all those things that you mentioned. It's a little bit of all that. With the sound quality, you can't replicate that. Some people call it what you will. Some people say it's a warmer sound. Yeah, there's nothing quite like it. If you put on a record for somebody on a good system, you can't replicate that sound.
And I saw an article recently that talked about Record Store Day and that it was potentially bad for some smaller record stores because there are so many special releases that stores are pressured into ordering more than they can sell. Is that a problem in your experience?
Not in our experience, but I could see that being an issue. You just have to be smart about it. Unfortunately, with vinyl, at least through our distributor, and I think this is common for a lot of independent record stores, is you can't send back, you know, the vinyl. If you order it, it's yours to keep. If you don't sell it, yep, you can find something to do with it. You know, with CDs, you can still send those back if they don't sell after a certain period. But with vinyl, that's not the case.
So that creates a certain challenge for if you order a lot of things that don't end up selling, I guess.
Right, correct. You just have to be smart about, know your customer base, know what they're looking for, pay attention to what they ask for, and do your best to get it in.
Well, hopefully you'll sell all of the things that you ordered for Record Store Day. Tell me again what the store hours for Terrapin Station are tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're going to open at 10 a.m. sharp. So if there are some things, and these exclusive releases are on sale on a first come, first served basis, so can't hold anything for anybody.
So things may go fast.
Things go fast, and we've had the last two or three years, we've had at least 15 to 20 people kind of just hanging out, sitting in lawn chairs, waiting for us to open, which is pretty cool to see. So if there's something that you want, come and join the fun. Get there early and join the fun.
Great. Well, thanks for being with us today, Tim.
No problem. Actually, I'd like to mention before we go, it's going to be an all-day celebration, and at 7 o'clock that night, 7 p.m. tomorrow, we're going to have live music in the store from some local bands. And please come join us and check it out.
Great. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Austin.